How exposed are public pension funds to the kind of mortgage-backed securities that are casualties of the subprime lending mess? Well, we're going to talk now with Chris Street, who is the treasurer of Orange County, California, which taught the world a famous object lesson some years ago about the dangers of public funds being invested in risky securities. Chris Street, welcome.
Nice to be here.
Let me ask you first about CDOs. Explain what CDOs are.
CDOs are collateralized debt obligations. Essentially, these are pools of loans that are captured into a bond issue and sold under a single name.
Now, if you were, or someone else for that matter, were running a public employees pension fund of some sort, would you naturally invest in those securities?
I think many public employee pension plans in the last few years have been enticed by the high yields to at first do a little bit of these type of investments, and then as nothing happened for, say, a year or two, and they enjoyed the higher yields, to quite frankly, just add more and more.
I've seen a figure from Bloomberg back in June that it was up to about $500 million over the previous 5 years acquired by pension funds. That's still a small percentage of the total sum of money those funds are investing.
Well, I'm not sure that the Bloomberg report, which I contributed to, was the first initial periscope view into the cloudy world of public employee pension plan investments, and the writer found $500 million of investments. Since that time, there's been a lot more research, and it appears to be substantially larger. Unfortunately, many of these investments are under what are called hedge funds. These are pools that you put your money in, and they tell you how much you've made. They don't allow you to see what type of investments they have under the covers.
So you mean if you were considering buying some of that hedge fund for the state teacher's retirement fund or whatever, you wouldn't see a prospectus of what the holdings of the fund are?
Well, that's absolutely true. Hedge funds sell themselves as sophisticated investors who can take much higher risk than normal investment managers because they have some proprietary formula, a computer program we often call black box.
And you can't see what's inside the black box.
That's why it's a black box. Unfortunately, there's a saying on Wall Street, a lot of times they take something that most people would be afraid of and you package it, and it's referred to as putting lipstick on a pig.
Now, Orange County, California is famous because in the 80s and early 90s there, someone was managing the county's money with phenomenal success until that last year.
That's correct. For 12 years, Robert Citron, a nice fellow who made $98,000 a year and got a new Chrysler every year, engaged in a leverage scheme where he took overnight dollars that might be for schools or for government, leveraged it up about 500%, bought five-year bonds, which normally yield more than short-term investments, and return rates of about 8% in a, say, 3.5% world. He was a hero for 12 years.
And year 13?
Year 13, we created the largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of the world, and forever will be the goat of municipal investors.
But do you think anyone's riding for a fall the way Orange County was back in the 90s?
Well, I think there are going to be problems out there. As I said, what we can find that are clearly CDO bonds are a small portion of these kind of riskier investments. Once again, most of these type of riskier investments were under the management of hedge funds, which, as you've pointed out, are opaque, or you're not allowed to see actually what the securities that these funds invest in.
Well, Chris Street, thank you very much for talking with us.
Nice to talk.
That's Chris Street, who is the treasurer tax collector of Orange County, California.